Update of the avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 8th of April 2026. Increase in avalanche danger as a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in very isolated cases. Earlier in the day it applies low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day it applies above 2,400-meter low avalanche danger, so danger level 1, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. The avalanche conditions in the morning are mostly favorable. As a consequence of warming during the day and the solar radiation, the likelihood of wet avalanches being released will increase. This applies in all aspects below approximately 2,400 meters and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Sometimes avalanches are medium-sized and can be released also by a single winter sport participant. In very isolated cases, dry avalanches can also be released in the old snowpack. Avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Avalanches can reach medium size. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. And now the snowpack. Outgoing long-wave radiation during the night will be quite good at times. The surface of the snowpack will freeze to form a strong crust and will already soften in the late morning. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise to increasing and thorough wetting of the snowpack. The old wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Thursday, the 9th of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.